FroggiesFog.com, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents, brings you the big scary news with your host, Drew Badger. Featuring the most up-to-date news and information in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, the Big Scary News features an interview you won't find anywhere else, brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Froggy's Fog brings you the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
We start off with a little sad news regarding the Sable Ranch in Santa Clarita, California. If you've been tracking news on the massive wildfires that tower through Santa Clarita, California, which as of this recording is still raging out of control, you might have noticed articles from Variety and Deadline revealing several historic film and television locations that have been destroyed in the fire's wake. Sable Ranch, known for its vintage Spanish haciendas, riding stables, western buildings, and extensive industry accommodations, also boasted total seclusion from city lights and smog and a view of the Angeles National Forest, making it ideal for westerns, action adventures, and of course, horror films. Sable has been the location for literally hundreds of productions, but horror fans may recognize it as Farmer Vincent's property in the horror comedy Motel Hell, the relocated rural home of the extended Sawyer family in Leatherface, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, the desert refuge of the Firefly clan in The Devil's Rejects, or the backwoods domain of supernatural killer Victor Crowley in Hatchet. It's also provided locations and facilities for the series pilot of Supernatural. Sadly, the historic site has been utterly destroyed in the blaze, one of two massive wildfires being combated by California State firefighters. The other's in the region of Big Sur, around 300 miles north of the Santa Clarita fire, which alone has destroyed more than 20,000 acres. We have this news from 100 Acres Manor in Pittsburgh. Due to popular demand, the Enigma Project escape rooms at 100 Acres Manor, featuring two awesome horror escape adventures, Alchemy and Meltdown, will be open weekends beginning in August. Tickets start at just $25. Kick off your Halloween season early this year, starting the first weekend in August, open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from August 5th through September 4th, and we will resume full operation during our 2016 haunt season. Scare ya. Very soon, Pittsburgh. Tickets are on sale now, and get more information at www.100acresmanor.com. Have a little hiring news from Scary Rotten Farms Haunted Attraction in Brick Township, New Jersey. Enjoy giving people some good scares? You're in luck. Scary Rotten Farms of Brick Township, New Jersey is currently looking for haunters who are interested in working the 2016 Halloween season. You must be 18 or older to apply. Get more details at scaryrottenfarms.com or their Facebook page. We have a little music news from Wednesday 13. Things are heating up in the Wednesday 13 camp. Former Murder Dolls frontman will embark on a tour in September, and prior to that, he'll be in the studio working on a new album. The tour kicks off September 18th in Spokane, Washington. One-Eyed Doll will be along for the entire run, with The Things They Carried opening from September 8th through October 8th. Gabriel and the Apocalypse will take over after that. After the tour wraps up October 22nd, Wednesday 13 will play two shows in London, celebrating the 10-year anniversary of Fang Bang, before returning to the U.S. for a Halloween show with Michael Graves in West Hollywood, California. Before the touring gets underway, Wednesday 13 will enter the studio in August with producer Zeus Harris to work on the seventh Wednesday 13 album, Condolences, the follow-up to 2015's Monsters of the Universe. Zeus also produced the 2010 Murder Dolls album, Women and Children Last. Quote, "I can't tell you how excited we are to work with Zeus again," Wednesday says. "We've been talking about it for years, and now we're finally going to make it happen. We had such a great time working with him on the Murder Dolls album a while back. This will be our heaviest album to date, and I can't wait to see what we come up with working alongside Zeus," unquote. Wednesday 13 will release the live DVD, Almost Dead Live, later this year. It will feature live acoustic and backstage footage from the past year's worth of touring in the UK and from the Monsters of the Universe tours in Europe. Get more information at officialwednesday13.com. Have a little news from Dead Time Dreams Haunted Attraction in San Jose, California. The 2016 season will be here before you know it, and if you ever wanted to scare for fun, here's your chance. We're looking for volunteers for the upcoming season. Do you know someone that likes to scare, build, or do makeup? We'd love to have you join us this season. Email us at dtdscare@gmail.com. You can also visit us at deadtimedreams.com or facebook.com/deadtimedreams for more information. Little news from the San Diego Zombie Crawl. The San Diego Zombie Crawl will take place on Saturday, October 29th, and will feature one night of bloody good fun and 25 different Halloween parties. Purchase your tickets in advance today to assure your spot to party with some zombies. Get more information and all the latest updates at sandiegozombiecrawl.com. We have this from Universal Studios and Halloween Horror Nights. Halloween, Hell Comes to Haddonville, a maze and haunted house based on the classic horror film Halloween 2, is coming to both Universal Studios Hollywood and Universal Orlando's Resorts Halloween Horror Nights this fall. That's right, after the breakout of last year's spectacular Halloween mazes at Universal Hollywood and Orlando, the horror will continue in the all-new haunted maze inspired by the second film in the iconic slasher series, Halloween. Fans of the two brilliant mazes that appeared at the events in the past may have thought it was over, but he's still out there. Just like the iconic horror film sequel, The Walkthrough will continue the story of masked killer Michael Myers as he stalks an entire town and relentlessly pursues his victims. Of course, his focus will turn to guests as Universal joins forces with Compass International Pictures to bring the haunting film's most suspenseful and terrifying moments to life at Halloween Horror Night. It will begin with the final scene from Halloween, where Michael Myers is presumed dead after falling from a bedroom window, only to disappear from the ground. Guests will dodge Myers' lethal knife at every turn as they step into iconic scenes from the film, all culminating in the horrifying finale. The maze will be bigger and filled with more menacing scare actors than the original top-rated Halloween maze. Universal Studios' Halloween Horror Nights is the ultimate Halloween event. For more than 20 years, guests from around the world have visited Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando and Hollywood to become victims inside their own horror film. The streets of each coast's event are transformed into highly themed scare zones where menacing scare actors lunge from every darkened corner. Multiple movie-quality haunted houses are erected throughout the event based on anything from iconic slasher films to hit Halloween television series to haunting original stories. Last year, Universal Studios Halloween Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights, we declared Halloween, The Night He Came Home, one of the best mazes of the entire haunt season. Hearing that they are building on the success of both the maze in Hollywood and the haunted house in Orlando from 2 years ago makes everyone tremble with fear. Hear this news from the Davie County Zombie Parade and Festival in Mocksville, North Carolina. The Davie County Zombie Parade and Festival is a family event with merchant and food vendors, custom vehicles, special guests, a zombie walk, kids' activities, and dancing, including a zombie prom, and more. Profits go to Milling Manor, a home for ladies with special needs, located in Davie County, North Carolina. Spaces for vendors at the Zombie Parade and Monster Fest are going fast. Hosted by Beach and Tans of Mocksville, get your vendor application in before August 15th for them to save your space. To get your application, call or private message 336-751-4292 or go to facebook.com/zombiesofmocksville for more information. We have this news from the Hallowed Grounds Mill in Hildebrand, North Carolina. Hallowed Grounds Mill is getting ready for this fall. Be sure to come see what new evil awaits at the mill. See all of what Dr. Gray and his followers have been doing there. This year, a new evil arrives. Going into our fourth year, we are still growing and doing all new and original things. You will not see this anywhere else. We are 100% original with our scenes and our characters. Over 8,000 square feet of indoor evil awaits you this season. Updates and giveaways will be going on starting in August, so be sure to follow us on Facebook so you have a chance to see one of North Carolina's fastest growing attractions, possibly for free this season. Be ready to experience the evil. Get your updates at facebook.com/hallowedgrounds. We have this news on a potential new Saw movie via bloodydisgusting.com. Bloody Disgusting has just confirmed that Michael and creator Spierig will be directing the currently untitled 8th Saw, with Lionsgate releasing in theaters on October 27, 2017. Josh Stolberg and Pete Goldfinger, the same scriptwriting duo behind Piranha 3D, Piranha 3DD, or Double D, and Sorority Row, were previously reported as the film's writers. Franchise co-creators James Wan and Lee Whannell are acting as executive producers. Peter and Michael Spierig first broke into the genre scene when Lionsgate released their undead horror, Undead, back in 2003. Since then, they've been hired by the studio to direct the vampire sci-fi epic Daybreakers, while also delivering the masterful sci-fi paradox horror, Predestination. Next up, Jigsaw. The brothers were recently attached to direct Winchester Mystery House, which has been in development for years. I think it's safe to assume this is going on the back burner, as Saw is scheduled to shoot from September to October in Toronto, Ontario. The 7 Saw films have grossed $874 million at the box office worldwide and were hailed by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most successful horror franchise of all time. And this news from Rockin' Shock in Worcester, Massachusetts. You've been asking, and we're pleased to start rolling out announcements for Rockin' Shock 2016, happening October 14th through the 16th at the Palladium and the DCU Center in Worcester, Mass. Check back weekly for updates, as there are many more guests and bands to be announced. So far, we're including as a celebrity guest Matthew Lillard from Scream, Skeet Ulrich from Scream, Courtney Gaines from Children of the Corn, and John Franklin of Children of the Corn. Musical acts include Trivia, Cataclysm, Karak Angren, Max and Igor Calavera, Return to Roots, The Rocking Dead, Combi Christ, Twisted, Mac Lethal, Zodiac Imprint, Lex the Hexmaster, Menace to Society, and Gods of Chaos. Get your updates and more info at rockandshock.com. And finally, we have this news from the Vault of Souls in Tampa, Florida. The Vault of Souls, Tampa's elegant evening of fear, is seeking a stage manager for the 2016 season. The responsibilities will include scheduling and managing cast and staff, maintaining the highest performance standards, and tracking all hours and performance-related documentation. This is an atmospheric theater experience that takes place throughout a three-story building, so the job will require a great deal of walking and stairs. There will be a couple of cast meetings in August, with full rehearsals beginning in September. The event runs every Friday and Saturday night from September 30th through October 29th, and professional experience is required. This position pays a very competitive hourly wage. If you're interested, please email your resume to auditions@scottswenson.com as soon as possible. You may be called in for an interview in early August. We look forward to hearing from the right candidate. Get more information at facebook.com/thevaultofsouls. That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog,
the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet. Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview was with Laura Ivanova of Scare LA and was recorded in studio in July 2016. Tonight's interview is brought to you by Gantam Lighting and Controls, gantam.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, by the time you hear this on the Big Scary News, I'm going to be on a plane heading to Los Angeles, California to check out Scare LA, among other things. Going to be spending about a week out on the West Coast checking out all the cool stuff. And I'm coming back pretty much because of Scare LA. Went to it last year, had an absolutely amazing time. This year it is August 6th and 7th at the Pasadena Convention Center in Pasadena. I've got Laura on the phone, executive producer of Scare LA. Laura, you are with us, correct?
Still with you, Drew, and excited to be on the air.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about what's going on Scare LA 2016. I mean, last year was huge. You had about, I was estimating about 8,000 people. You've told me off the air it was 10,000. So my goodness, what are you going to do to top last year?
Well, we're definitely expecting a bigger crowd this year, but we've also prepared for it in some really amazing ways. We have, for one, really increased our footprint at the Pasadena Convention Center. We are activating an additional show floor and experience area on the conference side, and also the entire plaza in between the two buildings, which is a significant amount of space that will be filled with mobile escape rooms, blood drives, music bands, including the Burbank School of Rock, who will be bringing some kids performers in the Halloween space. It will be very exciting to see. And last but not least, a giant, over 100-foot-long zip line that attendees will be able to, in the spirit of our 2016 theme, which is Season of the Witch, actually fly on a broom as a witch over 100 feet from one building to the next as they explore the venue. So we're very excited. We have some really diverse and original programming that is coming to the show this year, including several original productions that are only going to be available for Scare LA fans in August. So we're super thrilled. We've been preparing for this for almost a year now, and we just can't wait to share what we've created with our fans.
One of the first things that I reported about Scare LA 2016 was that you were bringing a very special, shall we say, master of ceremonies to kind of rule over everything, a very famous, shall we say, mistress of the dark.
Yes, she is also known as the Queen of Halloween herself, will be hosting Scare LA 2016. And yes, we are talking about no other than Elvira. So she will be present at the convention show both days. She will be actually Elvira on Saturday and taking photos and doing one-on-one meets with all of her fans on the show floor. So if you've been wanting to have a photo with Elvira and you just have never gotten around to it, we highly recommend that you swing by the Convention Center in Pasadena this August 6th and 7th. And on the 6th, you will be able to take that photo with her that you can put on the wall and get signed and actually tell her how amazing she is. You know, it's really one of the things that we are always pride ourselves at Scare LA is that we don't just put content or celebrities or anything on display. We make sure that each fan has the opportunity to meet some of the greatest names in the industry up close and personal and say hello and have a human interaction, which they are not able to do most anywhere else.
And, of course, you know, everybody loves Elvira. You know, she's been on our show many times, an absolute dear. But she's not the only special guest you've got appearing. From what I understand, the panels that you've got coming in, you've got some really top names from some really top haunts and some Hollywood types even coming in.
Yes, we've had a really incredible lineup for this year in terms of just appearances alone. We have actually Carrot Top, which is one name that we would have, it's a very rare thing. He's appearing at a convention. He's coming with Brian Evans, and the both of them actually produced this song called Creature that they shot over at the Bates Motel property, and that's the only kind of filming that has occurred with approval from the Alfred Hitchcock estate since pretty much Psycho for an independent to come in and do something. So they're going to be meeting crowds on Sunday and attending the screening of the Creature song, as well as performing to audiences at Scarole. We have Todd Robbins, who is and Max Black. Both of them are world-famous illusionists. Max Black is an incredible mentalist with a very long roster of appearances, and they both will be doing exclusive and original performances and productions at Scarole. Todd Robbins will be taking over a second stage, and Max Black will actually be doing one-on-one readings at his space on the show floor. So this is going to be a special treat for anybody that is attending Scarole this year. We have some incredible names also attending the show from Sliders of Ghost Town. And I'm talking about original slider monsters. These are the people that really shaped and defined what haunt sliding has become over the years. So we have a long list of names that we still haven't announced and will be announced shortly that will be attending Scarole and talking about their lives and what drew them to sliding in the first place and how this phenomenon that millions of fans love today really came to be. We also have performers and actors from Twin Peaks and Insidious. They'll be out there. They'll be signing photos. We just confirmed two of the NSYNC members who will be attending Scarole and talking about their recent feature, Dead 7, in which several boy bands, including Backstreet Boys, O-Town, and others have come together for basically what is a zombie slasher Western movie. To talk about kind of innovative content, I think we really have a very broad spectrum that is very unique to Scarole and really covering, you know, the love and the passion for each and every fan that's going to be coming to the show floor.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. You've got a screening room as well, and you're going to be showing some other films from what I hear.
Yes, we're actually particularly excited about screening two documentaries that have actually gotten the attention of Sundance. One of them is The Blackout Experiment, and that is coming to us on Saturday, August 6th at 5:30. We're going to also be screening The Nightmare, which is probably one of the most disturbing documentaries that has hit screen as of late. It's Rodney Asher's work. And it explores the phenomenon of waking up paralyzed from sleep, so kind of that state between being awake and being asleep but unable to move, which oftentimes it's a horrifying experience in and of itself. But for some people, it also is involved with, you know, ghost sightings or almost like demonic presences that really haunt them for years to come. So it is about as close as you're going to get to a collective mind of horror that I think you can anywhere out there. So those are two of the highlights. Tales of Halloween, of course, one of our personal favorites, is going to be coming and doing a screening at Scarole as well. And we've actually scheduled them for 7 o'clock on Saturday after the convention. Most of the convention has closed because we really think this is a huge opportunity for fans who love film. It's a very fun collection of stories of kind of urban LA and Halloween and horror that is, it's really a great Saturday night flick to bring some friends, hang out, maybe eat some popcorn and enjoy. So we've put together quite a long list of features and quite a big list of collections of shorts that we really think fans will enjoy and fans of all ages. So we also have programmed like a kid-friendly block so we can have the youngsters as well as the adults who are into really scary stuff have something to enjoy.
Excellent. One of the things I really enjoyed about the show last year was that you had a large area set aside for some local haunted houses to kind of, for lack of a better word, they kind of demoed their haunted houses. They built, you know, I guess a couple hundred square feet of haunt that you could walk through. There was quite a number of them, and I'm assuming that's going to come back this year because that seemed to be very, very popular.
Yes, it's coming back, and we've changed a few things there as well. So we're going to have a few of the mini haunt experiences in the dark room, but we're also branching out in a few different ways. So just to kind of tell you who's going to be in the back room, we're going to have a mini hop from Creep LA. We're going to have Heretics. We're also going to have Twisted Scare bringing their show The Seance, which is kind of really creepy, almost like an exorcism experience. We also just announced today Debbie Cable's 3D Blacklight experience. This is somebody who's worked for the likes of Playboy Mansion's Halloween Party, Maxim, and a lot of other profile events that brings extremely high-quality Blacklight 3D environments to real life. And that's actually something that I've been really wanting to have at Scare LA since year one, so I'm super thrilled that she has joined us this year. We will also be having a dark cabaret that will be staged in that area. So while fans are waiting around to go through the mini haunt experiences, they can also observe and witness some of the most seductive and scary acts that you will ever see on stage anywhere in LA. And we have programmed an entire kind of open stage within that area for them to be entertained even when they're waiting in line. Not to mention, this year we've stepped up our game and provided a very unique collection of walking entertainers who will be going through the lines. So even if you're waiting in the morning to get your ticket or you're just waiting for a panel or a presentation, there will be no dull moment at Scare LA. You'll ultimately be surrounded and immersed in the Halloween atmosphere anywhere you go. So these are some of the really most exciting darkroom experiences. But in addition to that, we also have several groups that are doing things that are slightly different in throughout the show floor. Alone is doing an immersive interactive experiences. We have actually a theater group that is producing a Rocky Horror style unofficial musical based on Troll 2. It's called Milbog, and they will be only showing it at Scare LA as part of our Fringe partnership. And I'm very excited about that. And we also have things like The Rope, as well as the Gantam and Rio Guys Dark Magic game that are going to be taking place in different locations throughout the show floor and giving attendees a chance to really explore the entire venue. These are, again, productions that are not strictly a mini haunt. These are full-on either LARP-style games or interactive that will kind of span over a much bigger footprint and allow people to meet each other and to get involved in a different kind of gameplay and interaction, which I think is going to be very unique for the show.
How big is the show floor this year? I mean, last year it had to be close to 50 to 100,000 square feet. I have no idea. How big is the floor? How many vendors approximately do you have coming in this year?
We have a significantly larger number of vendors. We actually, as of today, had passed over 200 vendors that will be at the show floor. We are taking over two entire buildings of the Pasadena Convention Center's complex, and not only that, but also the entire outdoor plaza experience. So I'm estimating off the top of my head it's about 150,000 square feet of mayhem in the middle of summer. So we're going to pack every nook and cranny with something that's happening. So the most amazing thing for me is that it's a huge amount of space, but there's really no empty area. There's really no kind of black areas. It's all going to be activated and live, and things are going to be happening. One of the things I'm also particularly excited about are several of the original Scare LA productions we're staging this year. The biggest I should probably mention is The Blood Offering, Legend of the Iron Witch. And this is our first ever original haunted house. And this is over four times the size of any mini haunted house experience that we've had at Scare LA to date. So, yes, we're going to have a lot of the mini haunts returning, but we also really are getting into upgrading some of those experiences with what we consider to be full-on productions of real-size attractions. This is going to be over 1,600 square feet of a haunt that will be designed specifically for Scare LA audiences, by none other than one of Not Scary Farm's top designers over the years, Brooke Adele Walters, Donald Jolson, who's been working on films like Steven Spielberg's Minority Report, as well as John Autopsy, who's one of he's a notorious haunt composer who's really created a name for himself over the years as a really kind of dark, industrial, brooding type of artist who's really been able to shake people to their core. as they're walking through the attractions that they're attending. So I'm really excited about this maze. It's not just a maze. It's actually a story. It's an experience that will grab people by the throat as soon as they walk into that room and deliver them to a very climactic ending to the haunt that I think they'll be able to really remember for years to come. We're also creating another original Scare-LA activation this year, which is we're calling it Scare-LA's Haunted Campsite. Going back to really the origins of our industry and even before things like Halloween existed, it really came down to people sitting around the campfire and, you know, sharing stories about witches or goblins or anything in the woods that maybe scared them. And, you know, we're going really back far in time. We have had teamed up with Wicked Lit, an immersive horror theater company from Los Angeles, as well as the Atlantic Paranormal Society, TAPS West Coast, who are one of the paranormal crews behind Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters, to create this completely themed outdoors, indoors forest in which people can sit around this giant campfire and listen and witness not only kind of original stories unfold, but also see some real-life footage from paranormal investigations and real ghosts.
Very interesting. Is this related to the great Los Angeles horror campout that has been going on?
No, not at all. Not at all. This is related to, you know, Girl Scout and Boy Scout camping experiences and memories from our childhood and just in general, anything that I think if you look at, I was actually talking to somebody the other day, how many horror films happen, there's always something in the woods. You know, there's something really scary, I think, to us. There was a whole kind of research paper that I was reading about, you know, in terms of the fear of the human psyche, you know, as it pertains to, let's say, open environments like a field or a wooded environment like a forest, and kind of the reasons behind some of the fears that we're experiencing, for example, in wooded areas, especially if you're on the ground, maybe where, you know, instinctually our ancestors used to be hunted and they felt much safer in the trees. So I think it's kind of interesting how you can definitely kind of trace that fear through the centuries, but it's really related to kind of our exploration of psychological horror and fear and where those things originate for us, and we're just trying to share that with everybody that's at Scare-LA.
Sounds like it's going to be, again, an amazing weekend. So let me ask
you. I think so. We've worked hard for it, and I think it's just going to be spectacular.
I can't imagine how much prep work goes into this. So, for people who are still interested and have not made a final decision on whether or not they're going to run down to Scare-LA, how can they get more information, websites, social media, all that good stuff? They can purchase tickets. Maybe it's not too
Absolutely.
Late to sign up for a class. Where can they get all that information?
It's still not too late, but classes are filling up fast, and so are some of our passes are starting to fill out, like the Scare Student passes and the Fear Freak passes. But you can still get them online at www.scarela.com. We are also on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you have any questions, we are always around 24/7. But we are excited to welcoming you at Scare-LA and hoping to share that experience with you.
Again, I'm going to be the Wiley veteran coming back this year. It'll be fantastic to see all the brand new stuff, and I am certainly, aside from sitting on a plane for about 6 hours, certainly looking forward to that weekend of August 6th and 7th. Laura, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary News to talk about Scare-LA. Once again, folks, scarela.com. If you live in Southern California, Northern California, any place on the West Coast, get down to Los Angeles, or shall I say Pasadena, and check it all out. Once again, Laura, thank you.
Look forward to seeing you there. Thank you.
Absolutely. Once again, this is Drew Badger here for the Big Scary News.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.